Hey, hey, hey.
Attention, spoilers are beginning now.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat. And today I have with me your other hostess, Stephanie.
Hi, Kat.
Hello, how are you?
I'm recovering.
A hangover, baby.
I'm recovering from The Walking Dead.
Oh, yes, that is what we're going to talk about today. The Walking Dead season 8 mid-season finale.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Hanako could not be with us. So we're going to play her voicemail here at the top because she called in. She wanted to be a part of it. And then Stephanie and I will talk about the thing that is The Walking Dead. Okay. So let's see.
Hi, my fellow Sci-Fi Party Line co-host. This is Hanako. I miss you guys. I'm sorry I can't podcast with you tonight, but I am at work. I did, however, want to call and leave a couple of cents of my thoughts of last night's Walking Dead. First off, the revelation that Carl will die hit me a little bit harder than I expected. For years, we kind of ran amok with Carl's character, kind of going from a love to a hate relationship, and now he has actually become one of the characters that I really respect on the show. So to see him go when he was supposed to be the future is kind of a bummer. I'm really pissed off right now. But, so we'll see how that works out. The second thought that I had, and I'm sure many people thought this too, is during the fight with Negan, why in the hell did Rick not hit Negan with the correct end of Lucille? I need to understand that, because this could have been over and done with, and we could have been moving on to bigger and better things. But anyway, those are a couple of my thoughts. I hope you guys are having fun, and I will join the party next time. Bye.
Okay, yeah. So Hanako and Eric, and so we were going to do this podcast last week, and Eric requested that he not even be on the Walking Dead podcast discussion. And so he dropped out of the Walking Dead podcast because he's just like, we're going to talk about Walking Dead. I'd rather not. And I'm just like, what? You and Hanako were the people. I could have not been watching this. That's gone. But anyway, Hanako still is in love with the show, I guess. I don't know. Maybe she's not. But where do we start, Stephanie? Let's start somewhere. Let's just do something.
I was expecting Hanako's voicemail to be a little bit more positive, because you and I were, like, bemoaning as we were watching. And she was like, no, give it time. It's a good episode. Give it time. And I'm like, oh, I've got 30 minutes left. And you're like, oh, my God, why is this happening to my eyes? And she's like, well, no, it paid. There's a great payoff at the end.
Is that?
And I'm like,
is that a payoff, though? Was that a payoff, and was it good?
Oh, and was that even an end? It was anticlimactic to me.
So, okay. So I finally got caught up. Everybody knows, you who listen to the podcast, that Stephanie, she was, what are they? She succumbed first. And then because she succumbed, I was like, okay, fine. I'll go into this too. And so we were both on that path of no for Walking Dead. And then we got back on the train, Walking Dead train. And now I have to say, this season has been one of the most boring seasons, half seasons, whatever you want to call it, that I've ever seen. Now, grant you, Stephanie, this 90-minute episode was better than the other 90-minute episode, because we weren't driving around in a van. the whole time. Okay. But I just feel, yeah. Why has Negan been around? So no big bad has ever been around for this long. I feel like, is he a regular character now? Like, what's happening?
I'm with you on that. I feel like we got to know the governor way more. I mean, I didn't really care to get to know the governor, you know, but they actually put some effort into his character development, which I feel is incredibly lacking here. I don't have any connection to any of the ancillary characters in this season whatsoever. I don't have... I started to finally care about the people, some of the people from Hilltop and Alexandria, but, and even the kingdom, I can even get behind a few of the people who were able to survive from the kingdom. But, yeah, not a whole lot going on in terms of character development. And then everybody else, all the people that we know and love, they're kind of just stagnating, just like nothing really happening. They're kind of automatons doing the same thing. I remember complaining to you last week saying, oh my God, you know, heaven help us if we ever follow the plan, ever. No one ever does. They all go rogue.
You said this, and I didn't know what you meant because I didn't watch that, and or I hadn't caught up to where you were. And yes, you did say that. And now, why? They make the life hard for themselves.
Now we're looking at a trail of catastrophic failures, and we have to go through this stupid battle for another half of a season. Well, if people had just followed the goddamn plan and not done whatever they needed to do for their own personal demons. I don't care about your personal demons anymore. They're just too big. It's bigger than one individual character right now, but they are all making it about themselves and making stupid decisions. And they're like rolling the dice. That's all they're doing. They're just rolling the dice, and it's either good or bad. Like, even, do you remember in this episode when Rosita was like, well, I was against you guys driving that truck into all the walkers in the wall, but I didn't say anything because I figured you guys needed some therapy and to figure it out. I'm like, what? What?
I'm quite sure she didn't say it that way. But
you guys just needed to work out your things. And they're like, yeah, basically, like, we don't know if we're the ones who made the whole operation fail, but we did our thing, so okay. Like, no, you stick to the plan! You stick to the plan.
Like, when at the beginning of this half season, they stuck to a plan. It was beautifully, it went beautifully. Like, they all drove up at once, and then they, like, talked to each other.
It was coordinated.
Yeah. It was coordinated, yeah. But then they just talked to Negan through, like, corrugated steel, and I'm like, why are we talking? Why are we not taking him? Like, what's going on here?
Have you noticed that everybody sounds the same when they're talking to each other, too? They have that kind of, like...
Rick talk.
Well, we're gonna say three words, and then we're gonna pause. Yeah. And then we're gonna say three more words, and we're gonna pause. And I'm like, oh, just spit it out or don't say anything. People shoot. Somebody shoot somebody. No, we're gonna have a dramatic speech. Pause. Where we talk like this. Every single character has the same cadence. Pause. And I'm like, oh, somebody in the leg. Run away. Shoot. Do something exciting. Do something that's, like, not formulaic for once.
I wanted somebody to die. Yeah.
Ugh. And did you notice that the Negan people this episode, they were even questioning themselves? Nobody actually wanted to do anything anymore. They were like, yeah, well, we caught you, and we don't want to do this, but one of you's got to die. They even sounded bored. And I was like, why am I bored about potential people dying? I mean, there was that random dude shot in the car behind
me. Yeah, I was like, I don't even know who was back there.
no one cares. And then Maggie acted all upset, like, I just need to bury whoever.
Let me keep the casket. Okay. So this whole season, what happened? So this whole half season, we have been going back and forth with Negan. They almost gotten, they took him down for a good, that going against the plan, where they got all of the walkers in there, except for then, what's his face? Haircut.
Oh, Eugene.
Oh, God, Eugene.
I know.
Oh. And then he, like, put salt in their game and got the walkers away, you know, from the blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we really didn't move this season. Nothing happened.
Oh, Eugene is kind of drinking himself to death, but not really.
He's drinking Kendall Jackson, for fuck's sake. That's not drinking yourself to death. That's drinking your... He may as well be drinking Franzia. Like, really?
We're basically just drinking out of boredom because nobody has anything of importance to say. It's just kind of the same old...
They put Carol with the kid again.
Oh, they did. Well, in even Carol this time. I liked her last episode. She was the only one who was like, no, they told us that we needed to meet here. We got to stick to the plan. And she was the only one in the last episode to stand up for that and go, people die when you don't stick to the plan. And then this episode, when she went back for Ezekiel, even she sounded bored. Like, when he was supposed to do his dramatic, heroic thing where he closed the gate and he saved all of his subjects and stuff. And did you, like, catch that when she yelled after him? She's like, oh, no. Don't do that. I was like, what is happening? Everybody's tired of this. Everybody's tired of this particular storyline. We want to move on.
I agree that everybody's sick of it. And, like, when the tiger died, that was a little sad, but I was just like, whatever. We knew it was going to happen. We knew the walkers were going to eat it, reminiscent to the horse in the first episode of the... We get it. Move on. Yeah. They didn't have to kill that freaking tiger. And it didn't make sense that the tiger did not run away.
I had more emotion, though, about that tiger than I did about probably any character who has died in the last, I don't know, season and a half.
Well, Cranky Grandma from the island of Lesbos died.
That was so uneventful.
And then they cried and, like, what did that even solve? Oh, they're still there, so it's unsolved, right?
It's unsolved, but good luck trying to convince them now that you killed their leader. But well done.
They brought liquor, though.
Oh, my God. Didn't follow the plan. Had to go do some other bullshit. And that's what happens when you don't follow the plan. And then Carl, I don't care that he got bitten. He went out of his way to kill walkers for this random stranger that he has decided to take under his wing. Why? Sewer friend. He went and killed zombies for sewer friend because his dead mom said they needed to die and have their souls go to rest. No! That's not sticking to the plan. Sewer friend, I couldn't tell. Is he bit too? Or what's happening with it?
To be honest, did we see how Carl got bit? Did I really doze off? Because I don't remember him getting bit at all.
He said that it's his fault he got bit because he was helping Sewer Friend. And I figured it was when they had that scuffle with, you know, four or five zombies in the last episode. Remember?
Oh, so it's an old bite.
I think so. I think that's why Carl got all weepy with Negan and sounded genuine, because he was probably actually being genuine. Because he knew he was going to die at that point.
I didn't put that together at all.
To Jeffrey Dean Morgan's credit, he actually acted well in that moment. Like, I believed the look on his face when they were quote-unquote, having their moment.
That was good. That was good.
That was believable. The only freaking believable scene in that whole episode was 2 seconds of nobody talking. Oh, which, by the way, we get to my favorite scene, is when Rick tells Negan, God, don't you ever shut up.
And he was just like, nope.
Nope.
But then, like, what's even happening now? Then Walking Dead is a comedy, and we're exchanging quick-witted quips now? That's like, what's going on?
There were some lame... Like, when Tara and Rosita were, like, doing something and Rosita was loading stuff onto her.
Yeah.
That was sweet and comical, but it was just, out of place. I don't... And then when Carl's wistful again, writing a note to his dad, now we know what he was writing, right? But before then, I'm like, you guys are in a Mortal Kombat right now. Maybe you should stop, like... writing letters to people on the countryside. What the heck?
And then what? Why? In a couple of episodes back, is Rick butt naked in a damn cargo truck?
Oh, I know.
Sweat. Like, what was this? And what are the freaking trash people doing anyway? They have done nothing.
Why do they keep trusting the rat people? They are not trustworthy. Why?
I don't even know what they're doing.
They think to go to the women first before the rat people. The rat people are the last on the list. And also, I'm sorry, this needs to be said. They have teased that damn helicopter forever now.
Haven't it been like the whole time we've been watching this show, we've seen that freaking helicopter?
There was the one helicopter that landed where... the governor's people killed him right away. Remember that?
Oh, okay.
So there was that one. But, oh my God, if there are people who are still able to run helicopters around, maybe that's more interesting than these stupid skirmishes over 40 acres of land or whatever it is. Like, no one gives a...
I was just like, why somebody needs to move.
And Rick has seen that helicopter. Why didn't he go, whoa, we need to go find out where that is, who's in a what bunker, how can we live, you know, in a world that resembles more of the world that we used to know. I mean, nobody is even talking about that. And I just find that really weird. I also find it weird that these people have an endless supply of major weaponry. Like, explosives, C4, grenades, bazookas, all these things. And I'm like, okay, how many military forts and militias, like private militias, can you raid in Georgia?
But not, they're not in Georgia anymore. Well, they're near Virginia and DC.
They just have this endless supply.
But I believe, because isn't that heavily militarized over there? Carl would be able to answer that if he actually watched the freaking show, but...
I guess, but even so, like, we're here for the zombies. And we are constantly fed the zombies and little...
Wait a second, was there even a zombie in that 90-minute episode? Oh, yeah, towards the end.
Random zombies, nothing, no hordes. I mean, you expect all of the fire and explosives and things getting blown up in the dark. You'd expect that to cause a stir among the dead. And that actually didn't happen. And there was like some talk of Negan's people leading the herd away or something.
They
couldn't have gotten that far. Come on. It's like explosive time every other day in this group of people. No wonder the helicopter folks want to stay away. If this is something where the helicopter folks are the last, you know, semblance of a government or something, and they're like, nope, we don't want to get into this until everybody has killed each other off. Maybe. And then the rest of the people can be subjugated. There's no other explanation. Why is there a really super cool helicopter tease and then no one talks about it?
Well, that too. And what was Rick doing at the season premiere when he was walking around in a daze? You remember that?
Yeah.
What was that for?
I don't know. I couldn't tell if it was a flashback or a flash forward or a sideways. I mean, I'm literally suffering the same kind of fatigue that I did with Lost.
But
with Lost, they didn't have an entire canon of stuff, of material to go from. There's actually like super cool things that still have yet to happen with Carl and stuff like that that I haven't seen yet. So either Carl's going to die and they're going to just go completely away from the plot, or Carl is going to be a special case that survives the bite. You know,
if he does, if he, God damn it, Stephanie, are you kidding me? That just ignited fury in me because, oh my God, no, he gets bit. No.
Yet to see anybody survive the bite, right? And you know, traditionally, that any epidemic, you're going to have some people who manage to live. And if he's going to be one of those people, I'm going to be upset. Hold on, I have to yell at my dog. Just a sec.
Oh my God.
Okay, I yelled at him. He's fine. I don't want Carl to live, but I have a feeling...
But you know what? No, if T-Dog has to go, that's right. Or was this T-Bone or something?
You know, they developed T-Dog's character more than they developed anybody else's character in this season, right?
Who?
T-Dog. They developed his character. And you know how terrible they were at that, right?
That was pretty bad.
They didn't develop him at all. But they devoted more time to T-Dog than they have to any of Negan's people. I give zero fucks about any of Negan's people.
Well, is that one guy, Scarface?
I don't care about him at all.
Yeah, I kind of don't either. I mean, he had a story, but it's just like, are you going to kill him and get this over with so we can move on, or what's going to happen? I thought it was interesting that Maggie is gone rogue and she's not really caring about anybody, and she killed one of them and she sent back the thing and the coffin with, we have 38 more and we're going to kill them all or whatever, you know, basically that's not what she said. But my thing is, dude, you're literally pregnant. Calm down.
I know, right? Of all the quote unquote leaders in this particular season, Maggie is my favorite leader. She seems to be the most strategic minded of the crew. And actually, despite the underwhelming nature of this episode, I felt like she did The Shining. You know, she actually did demonstrate that she could be a leader. But I'm with you. I'm with you regarding Scarface. I don't remember what his name is.
Yeah, we don't care.
Randall? I don't remember.
Randall.
Whatever.
And you know what? The sad part is we have names pulled up and we have Wikipedia pulled up and we just don't give a shit.
I don't care about him. I did find it really interesting that he still ended up having to like explain to
me. I thought that was weird.
He's like, no, I helped you. Don't kill me now. And I'm thinking, what? They don't know this about you?
Yeah, I've just found it. Like, who were you working with that they don't know this about? I don't know. This is where you see a show crash and burn.
Yes.
And I want somebody to tell me that I'm wrong. So, listeners.
Do you think
you don't think that?
I just was looking on Rotten Tomatoes and this mid-season finale scored pretty high, and I'm like, you guys are being really kind, really, really kind to this series.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, people still love it. There's a Talking Dead. It's an institution, but to me, I don't know. It's just
because he got bit, because Carl got bit. That is probably the only reason why that episode scored highly.
But I didn't care, number one. Number two, I'm excited that he's finally into puberty and he's growing a neck beard.
And we got to see that up close and personal in HD. That's very nice. Very nice. But number three, we get it. Get rid of the hat already. Just get rid of it. We don't need you to wear the hat still. We get the hat. If we've been watching it for 8 years, we understand the hat. We don't need it anymore. It's implied just because you live. Because when Carl dies, guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? His dad's going to wear the freaking hat.
I am so afraid that he is not going to die.
He's been bitten, Stephanie. I don't understand. Why would he not die? T-Dog died.
I know.
Fresh meat. Well, Tainted Meat died. What's his name? He died.
What's his face didn't die immediately after a bite. Who? Although we don't know how long it's been since what's his face got killed. Who? Or got bitten.
Who?
The guy whose foot got cut off. Maggie's dad.
Yeah, but they cut off before it got to spread in his bloodstream, blah blah, cauterized the wound.
There are people who are going to survive bites.
Carl is not going to be one of them. Carl cannot be, because if he's the chosen one, you know what? Stephanie.
But I agree.
I'm angry right now.
I mean, if he dies, he probably just wants to, like, say goodbye to the sinking ship show so he can go to college and, you know, star on Broadway naked next to a horse. Like, he just wants to do his grown-up role probably soon.
I'm ready for him to do something else, too. I want to see what else he has. I hope he does not get typecast and people, you know, give him a shot. I mean, the guy has been walking around with a freaking eye patch on for 3 seasons. So, I mean.
I'll tell you what. That was such an epic scene in the comic when his eye got shot out. That was awesome. And I think they treated that really well. So, I guess along the lines of what Hanako said, yes, Carl has grown as a character. He's grown up with the show for sure. But. And he did shine somewhat in the scene with Negan. But when the reveal happened, I was just completely nonplussed. I don't know. I didn't have it in me. That whole episode was just draining. Like a slog. It was just...
Because we know that Negan... But I think right when we saw Rick doing the bullcrap with the bat, when he didn't hit... Negan with the Lucille side of the freaking bat.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What are you doing? Why are we doing this? Why is there so much talking? Why is there so many chances being given? People, you have guns. This little weird scrapping you do, necks need to be slit. Guns need to be shot. Bats need to be batted. What? Mm-hmm. Why are we messing around here? And then if you have all these goddamn grenades and explosives, I don't know. How about blow up the whole Negan camp?
Yeah, and then
with him inside,
they keep blaming Eugene for letting them out, for letting Negan's people out.
Yeah,
but you know that it was Daryl and Tara. You know that they're the ones who freaking let those people out.
Because they didn't follow the freaking
band. We have yet to find out how Eugene led people to freedom or whatever, but yeah, I don't think it was Eugene.
No, because he put that he made that drone and he put the music box on it.
Yeah, but the drone got immediately shot down.
You're right.
By Nameless McGee, who we can't remember his name, Scarface. This all just feels so half-assed, and it makes me sad because when this came out in 2010, I was on board 100%.
I was too. It was so exciting.
It was super exciting. Zombies were in almost every episode.
They were
not just a plot device. Like now, zombies just come out when it's convenient, and we actually have to care about these characters that keep coming into the show. And you know, some of that's fine, the soap opera feel, some of that's okay. But not if you get so lazy that you just have a bad guy and they have to go up in arms against the bad guy every season. Why can't people just live peacefully eventually?
Jeez. But then, like, what type of show is that? People are not going to want to watch it. Blurdy blur blur. Like,
well, and, you know, there are other dynamics other than just warring with people. I mean, trying to get along, trying to kill people in other ways instead of just war, trying to, I don't know, steal other people's stuff. There's other things that could happen. Like, maybe coming together to fight off all the zombies once and for all. I don't know. That would be good.
But I just don't understand Negan's deal. Because to me, I don't understand how people haven't revolted yet. Because his leadership is harsh and it's unnecessary. And I find it really hard to believe that all those men and all those people would follow him that, like that. Like, they don't get any special treatment, anything. They get demeaned, degraded, no freedom. Yeah. And then, like, some people are his favorites, maybe, or, right. You know, that he doesn't matter. Like, why would you choose that?
To be with him? Yeah, why hasn't there been a coup like this in the past? That's what I want to know. And why does he make slaves of some people, but he just kind of works with others, and they're just kind of, they pay him tribute. I don't understand that. I super don't understand his love for Carl. Like, Carl obviously wants to kill him, but he keeps sparing Carl's life. That whole time, he could have just had somebody shoot Carl, or somebody could have shot Negan. All of the talking.
I don't, like, get it. I don't get it. They keep talking. That's number one. Number two, you remember that time where Negan and the priest guy was in kind of trapped together, and we tried to give Negan a story so that we care about him, and blurdy blur and his wife and all that. Did you even care?
No!
I cared more about the governor. The governor's backstory.
That's like trying to get me to care about war criminals. Why? He's been
But we understood, like, we got the governor's backstory. He had a daughter. He was broken up by her. He went a little crazy.
Still creepy McGee. Like, I still didn't like him.
No, I didn't say we had to like him, but we got to understand.
Oh, we did get more of a story from him, and that is true.
And now I just don't understand.
To be fair, he was more dynamic of a character, because they actually took some time to develop that story, you know.
But like, yeah, I don't understand.
We got to see more of the governor's story in the TV series than we got to see in the comics, that's for sure. They spent more time on the governor. Yes, they did.
But then, like, what is Negan? Like, I don't even understand his motivations. Why is he such a hard ass? Like, is he in the military? Or did I just forget that? Like, was he a military guy? Care. Was he just a bully? What did he do in his past life? Why is he like this? Like, why does he have Lucille? Why? I don't understand the why in him.
Don't know. And you know what? Even if there were, like, toward the end, even if there were this big reveal and there is some sort of sympathy, you know, because he's, you know, lived a hard past or whatever, even so, I don't think I would be nearly as affected by it, because they have been so lax on his character development thus far. I mean, he was scary at the end of the last season. He was bona fide scary. And then we got over the Glenn thing.
Barely.
I guess it was two seasons ago when we met Negan, huh?
It feels like 5 years since we've been dealing with Negan.
Well, so, like, Eric and Hanukkah were trying to get us to watch, was it just last season or was it the season before that?
I don't remember.
We've had to deal with him. The cliffhanger season finale, he was scary, And then we found out that Glenn died and Abraham died. And it was like, whoa, that is shocking.
That was shocking.
And then suddenly, nope, we're not developing anybody else. Instead, we're going to give you this comical king fella. And you're like, okay, somehow that works. It didn't work for me, but it worked for you. And then...
I love that.
Like, we just have to get used to these weirdos. I don't know. I'm just tired. It's so tiresome.
I know it sounds like
I'm whining.
I mean, you are, but it's fine. It's fine, but I think you're whining. I agree with your whining. I agree I want something more. I agree I want a little bit more adrenaline, something more to think about, because I think Negan's character is just not much of a shock anymore to us. Like, back when he first did what he did, we hadn't been through 2016.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now...
Yep. It just seemed like such an upset. Because, again, all of the talking, right? And then usually something would happen because somebody talked too much. Well, he actually did a bunch of talking and then ended up shocking us all with actions. So, yeah, I was scared. I never liked him, but I was like, oh, okay, this story is going to take a dark turn. And I guess it did.
Yeah, but then, like, there came, like, Walking Dead comedy hour where he's feeding Carl spaghetti. And he's, like, cracking all these jokes. And everybody is a freaking comedian now. And I don't know what I want anymore. It just doesn't feel like the same show.
What I want is for the people with the helicopter to just come and, like, show this massive military force. And be like, okay, stop your stupid skirmishes, bitches.
Well, not
this is,
only that.
This is the New World Order.
I,
that's what I want.
You know, I really want some sort of backstory of how everything got this way. I want that. I want that story, and I think it would be something good. I mean, I think they tried to do that in Fear the Walking Dead, but then they kept getting stupid, and I quit. But I would
like to clarify that I don't want Nazis.
Oh, God.
I just said this is the New World Order. I don't in any way want Nazis. Please, no.
No, nobody wants Nazis. But
I just want these people to be blown up, that's for sure. Because I don't want any more fighting. I want to see what happens after. I'm ready for this series to end.
Well, I think they kept Negan around too long. It's just like he is... Like, let's get rid... I do appreciate what they're trying to do, that good guys don't always win. Life is a struggle. You know, you can't just shoot your way out of everything. People are going to give you a chance. I get that, but it's TV and I'm also over it.
Right, because, okay, then what happens? Then we find another big bad and we have to have more speeches and find more ammo and not follow the plan for half the season again.
I just can't anymore. I think they're done because they're not doing anything innovative, which is why, Stephanie, we need to know who made the zombie apocalypse and how it happened and if it was a conspiracy.
Yeah, why can't those questions be answered? I do understand that if there is truly no longer a link to the world as it was before the apocalypse, I understand that those questions could never be answered. However, we've had some hints, and we have some kind of teasers as to, like, oh, well, we might still have people who are in bunkers or something. Well, why don't we meet them finally? Why don't we kill off the zombies that plague the area, the surrounding areas? I understand that more people obviously are going to be dead than alive at this point. But they've been at this for years, and they're obviously super good at it. They can kill, they can crack through a skull with a knife now. Just without any effort, they're just like, cluck, 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 and then the zombies are dead suddenly, and you're like, what? Okay, this is a lot easier than it was in the first season.
I just forgot about that. You know what I was reading it as? Oh, they know where to find the soft tissue now, so blurdy blur blur. And I forgot that. But then they don't always, they sometimes hit the top of a skull. And it's just like, oh yeah, top of a skull. Yeah, that's not really. But you figure it's a decayed skull, so maybe it's soft.
Yeah, because bone definitely does that.
Yeah, well, maybe not.
I mean, it does at a really slow rate.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe it's kind of acidic when you become a zombie. I don't know.
I don't know. If you're gonna ask me to suspend my disbelief, it's got to be worth it. So, all right. Slowly over time, we've seen fewer and fewer zombies, unless they need to be trotted out for some plot progression, right?
Yep.
And then we've seen more and more of these, like, stupid soap opera relationships that I don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. In fact, I no longer believe the Rick and Michonne relationship anymore. There were some really decent scenes shared between the two of them that really made me buy into their relationship. We've seen none of that now. I mean, in harrowing times, we don't have to see lovey-dovey, but we can see that they care about each other. Never saw that. Don't have Glenn and Maggie to care about as a unit, you know? And I actually really liked the dynamic between the two of them.
Yeah.
Do we have any couples anymore?
We don't have any couples anymore, do we?
No, but so there's like soap operas, right, that work, that you kind of care, like primetime soaps, and then there's daytime soaps where you're like, and this is where I feel like we're in the General Hospital of the Walking Dead right now.
Oh my god, that is hilarious. Oh, you know, I wish we could drink the Kool-Aid with everyone else and, you know, give us a call. Let us know that we're wrong. Give us hope. Do you want hope, Stephanie? I want hope. Because maybe, well, are we missing something? I feel like maybe we don't see.
Isn't that ironic?
What?
Well, that's what Carl was bitching at his dad for at the beginning with Sewer Friend. He was like, I don't think you meant that, Dad, when he's like, I hope he makes it. And Carl's like, no, there's more to hope than that. You need something after this is done and that kind of thing.
Mm.
Yet the hope's about to die, hopefully. The hope is about to die in this literal / symbol of Carl.
And then so they're going to kill Ezekiel off. And then I'm going to be super sad because, like, I'm sorry. I liked him in the, because to me, if you're in the middle of an apocalypse, everybody's going to be all depressed and down. And you need to pick yourself up with a little bit of fantasy. And I really enjoyed his take on it. I responded to it. I know I get why other people wouldn't.
I can appreciate it. I can appreciate it now. I was won over by that. Initially, I was like, nope, I am not in the mood for this. Glenn just died. Nope,
oh, yeah.
Nope, nope.
See, I didn't meet him then, so I get what you're saying.
I met him then, and I was like, this is bullshit. We need a funeral. I need to cry and weep. But no, you've instead introduced me to this crazy person, and Carol is skeptical, and I love Carol, you know, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now, you know, I've come to realize the importance of his character, and I have since warmed up to him for sure. I'm a little bit upset that, you know, he didn't summon the courage to fight alongside Carol and his Moana friend. What is the other person's name?
Oh my god!
He just reminds me of the god Moana. Like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's a compliment. I really like him and I don't want him to die. And when his life was like in question this episode, I was upset because I didn't want him to die.
Did he die or did he get let go?
He didn't die. Remember, his life was on the line, though, in front of Maggie?
Right, right, I get it, but I don't even know what happened to him after that.
You don't know. Yeah. I guess, I guess Rando in the back of her car was the one to die. But she didn't want him to die, for sure, because he's basically the Hurley of the group.
Oh, jeez.
Hurley was awesome. You cannot deny.
No, yeah, I mean, Hurley was awesome, I'm just saying... You know, I'm just exhausted. So,
I'm sorry. I'm drawing parallels to Lost because, first of all, we've got all these stupid, like, flash forwards and flashbacks and flash sideways episodes of The Walking Dead this season that I don't like ever. It's played out. And then when we actually do kind of plod along during the story arc, it's kind of like, this was not... You guys don't know where this is going. You guys don't know where this is going. Yeah. Or else the characters would have been developed, I think, a little bit more.
I don't know what they're going to do. Like I can't have like another half season of whatever they're doing. Something needs to happen. And then the only problem with something needing to happen is then what happens after that? And will it essentially be the same? You know what I mean? Which you said this earlier. Bad guy, fight, win, kill, have a little rest period. Meet another bad guy, go to war, kill him. We're still trapped in this same story. They just extended it.
They've got moral compasses, right? They've got people who were trying to be peaceful and trying to think about after the war and if we're going to like each other after the war and if we're going to be proud of our actions during the war afterwards and that kind of thing. All right. That's cool. Can we get to that part? Like, I'd really like to get to that part. Because, yes, okay, they're going to be evil people and it's a brave, different world out there and fine. Okay, but can we just not kill people and investigate maybe if there are other survivors that actually know what the hell they're doing?
The only problem with it is that people
God, what if they find a cure? That would be great. Like, what if they follow the helicopter one day and it goes to like a research facility?
For some reason, that made me even more tired.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be great to me. Like,
because I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. Because we already know that everybody's infected with it. So, if you get any type of thing where you're dying, you're going to die and you're going to become a zombie. Mm-hmm. Right? If you are bit by a zombie, it just accelerates that, which is kind of weird.
That's where the logic just falls away. So when I was talking earlier about like, okay, I'll suspend my disbelief, but you got to make it worthwhile. You got to give me something. All right. I'll accept that we all have the virus and it doesn't matter if we're bitten. I'll accept that. I'll accept that if we get bitten, then it just increases our chances of turning, sooner or whatever. Fine. But I won't accept the fact that this isn't the greater threat than stupid thugs with baseball bats. Like, why aren't they all uniting against this common enemy of...
Because
of
Negan is a dick. Negan is a dick, and
There was the governor, and before that, and there were the cannibals, and then... Cannibals were scary.
Yeah, that was interesting. I remember being kind of pumped up about that season.
Yeah.
That was kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because this is a horror show, and I don't even know, like, I'm not scared anymore.
I'm scared, and you know what else? I can eat dinner while I watch this show now, or breakfast whenever
Holy
I decide to
crap,
watch
crap, I think I was eating when I watched this. I didn't get grossed out once.
Right. I have zero fears now that I watch this show. Whereas at the beginning, there was so much blood and guts that
disgusting.
I used to be like, nope, I have got to eat this.
I remember tweeting those tweets. Oh my God, I should have known better not to eat.
Right. And now it's like, well, whatever, I'll just eat this spaghetti. I know it looks like brains, but it's scarier. What's on my plate is scarier than anything I will ever watch on this show.
So
I know. Well, I better stop because all I'm doing is whining now.
Yeah.
I want this show to get back on track. I worry that it's just been on for too long and they're running out of ideas.
Yeah, I agree with you there, but I think there are too many people that are enjoying the status quo of whatever's going on here for them to change. I think there's too many yes guys and too many guys are saying, oh, you're great. And so they won't fix the issues with the show. They'll just continue to get worse. And then, like, next season will be the final season, which I'm totally okay with.
What I don't understand, Kat, is why are they making things up as they go along? They've got such great material to work with that they haven't covered yet. There's really no excuse for this now. I mean, yes, I understand they wanted to make the show their own. They wanted to have its own signature footprint. Okay, well, that requires a certain amount of commitment then. You really need to commit to new and exciting stories. And if you have lost any kind of momentum there, then you always have the comics to fall back on. Work that in somehow. You know,
it sounds too easy.
I don't get it.
Sounds too easy.
Well, I guess I'm thoroughly disappointed though. This episode was just like nope, and it was 90 minutes of nope.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, let us know what you think, everybody.
Yeah, give us a call.
After you go slit your wrists.
Right, I know. give us a call at 773-336-2686. We have a website that is scifipartyline.com. Let us know if you need therapy after this. I'm pretty sure we won't need therapy, or if we need therapy for boredom or something like that. I don't know. We are on Twitter. You can at us. Really just at Carl at RoboMinister with your complaints. But if you want to tell me I'm beautiful and Stephanie is beautiful, you can then add us. That's fine.
Sure.
Yeah, of course. And we have a Facebook discussion group and those are the things. So thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye. Be well.
After all that, be well.
Jeez. Namaste.
Oh, you're killing me.